One of the earliest versions of codes based on things like the smoke signals that we talked about a moment ago can be found in Greek history, written by a Greek historian named Polybius at the just before the turn of the millennium, or a century before the turn of the millennium. Polybius. Up to this time, people used smoke signals to indicate the enemy is coming, or some preset message. You could not send an arbitrary message using smoke signals. Nobody had come up with a way of encoding an arbitrary alphabet and communicating it using the visual methods that were available at that time. Polybius is the earliest recorded description of a system which could be used to transmit arbitrary messages. The way that he did it, of course, he didn't send his messages in English. He sent them in Greek, which happens to have 24 characters in it, but the concept is shown over here. Build a matrix out of 5 rows and 5 columns. Use the rows to represent the first set of signal flares, and the columns to represent the second set of signal flares. This particular graphic is trying to show sending the message 1-3, and that, of course, is the letter C. So he described in his histories this particular method, and it's the first recorded method for sending arbitrary messages of arbitrary length and arbitrary alphabet that we know of. The thing that's kind of interesting about this is that it also is, Polybius is very well known in the history of cryptography, because the ability to build these kinds of matrices and to encode letters, not as letters but as sequences of numerals, is due to him. And so these various numeric ciphers are traced their history back to Polybius.